Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Unlike a lot of radio and TV personalities, David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, brace yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Lots to get to, and without any further ado,
the fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
Right to it, man.
Wednesday's trade could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot better. It was a pretty flat day until about 2 o'clock, and then we started to get some selling off, sold off pretty hard, and then at the end of the day, rallied back a little bit, so it ended up all in all, kind of a nothing day, more or less. Dow down 77 points.
Half a percent down, not a
big deal. Yeah, S&P down 9 points, NASDAQ down 24, no big deal there. Gold up 6, that's just barely a blip. Oil down a dollar at 82.35, so that's a pretty decent move, particularly coming off the headline news that crude supplies had declined last week. We're also waiting for some headlines out of an OPEC meeting later this week, so still a lot of uncertainty there, but I was a little surprised to see it come down a full dollar with supplies declining.
Yeah, that is a surprise. So there's got to be more expectation of slowing growth.
Either that or some expectation of action by OPEC later this week.
That they will not tighten? That they'll keep it flowing?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think. I mean, if they decide to open the spigots up more, then that'll cause more downward price pressure, which that'd be nice. Tens at 160. Your precious euro at 1.258.
Okay.
Overall, not so much of an important day. Really, what got us trading south at the end of the day on Wednesday was news that credit ratings agency behemoth Egan Jones, you ever heard of them?
No.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But they're a behemoth, right?
They're not a behemoth at all. It's probably two guys, one named Egan, one named Jones, downgraded Spain's credit rating to a CCC+ from a single B. That's their fourth downgrade of Spain in the last, since April.
And the yield on their treasury, their equivalent treasuries as a 10-year is getting close to 7, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting close to 7. It has been sneaking up there quite a bit. But that really was about it for news from overseas, other than to say that the Greeks have announced, I don't even know why they would announce this. It just seems like adding fuel to the fire. But they announced that there's somewhere in the vicinity of $1 billion a day, coming out of the major banks and Greek banks.
You know, some of the things that come out of Greece, you wonder if they are just saying, you know, let's see how far we can provoke the rest of the world. You know, it's really kind of funny.
Yeah, it's outrageous. But, you know, of this $1 billion, which is 800 million euros a day, it says the citizenry is using that money to buy pasta, canned goods, soup, stuff like that ahead of the election.
Sure they are.
Well, either that or they're burying it in
jars in the back. We saw the story about people burying it in the backyard, and the crime wave is higher than it's ever been. People coming into Greece to find money buried in pot.
Yeah, but they can't just all of a sudden say, okay, we're going back to the drachma. You know how long it would take them to print enough drachmas to keep that currency alive? And who's going to print it? The Greek mint? I doubt it. Jamie Dimon testified in front of Congress today, actually in front of the Senate Banking Committee, about his $2 billion trading loss that he's been muddling through for the last several weeks now, calling it an isolated incident, said it won't happen again, and that he was sorry. A fair amount of corporate news today, particularly on the dividend front. Target shares were up pretty nicely on Wednesday, raised their dividend from 30 cents a share to 36 cents a share, and formerly growth-oriented Dell announced that they are, well, they didn't announce it this way, but they basically said they are no longer a growth company and announced a 32 cent per share dividend.
So they're a value company now.
Yeah. I mean, the way they've traded, yeah, they're definitely that's the deal. A value company. Zynga, we had spoken yesterday about Zynga and how they were under a lot of pressure. Well, apparently that pressure has finally put them down to a price range that analysts are happy with. So Evercore Partners came out and they moved it up to an equal weight from an underweight. That got them trading up a little bit. In economic news, a couple of headlines. PPI tumbled 1% in May. Mostly energy costs.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot for a month, right? Because if you annualize it again, that's not an annualized number, correct?
Right.
That's just a raw number. So that would be a 12% drop for the year.
Yeah. So, but most of that is oil, but it is an indication.
We'll take it.
Yeah, and it's an indication to the Fed that the least of their worries is inflation. Also, retail sales fell for the second month, down 0.2% in May. 2 months in a row of retail sales slipping. That's not such great news because we need the consumer to keep things moving here.
We sure do.
Looking ahead, we have CPI Thursday morning. Jobless claims, as always, Thursday morning. Friday, we'll get the Empire State Manufacturing Survey. But really, it all comes down to, as we've been saying all week, what happens Sunday with the Greek election.
And then after that, all eyes will turn back to what?
Spain and Italy.
Spain and Italy.
Yeah.
And then jobs on the home front.
Yeah, really, if you had to break it down to the three things four things that count the most between now and we get serious about talking about the election, Spain, Italy, jobs, and the Greek election.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you, Scott.
And all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No one cares more about your money than you do. Watch Real Money with David Holland, the TV show, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. on Bright House Channel 49.
If you think Holland Financial is just David Holland, think again. Hi there, this is David Holland, and I'm proud to tell you that over the last 15 years, I've worked hard to build a professional, qualified, and great financial team. Holland Financial has 13 dedicated employees, including 4 certified financial planners, 3 chartered financial consultants, and our own chartered financial analyst, and a fantastic support staff. So if you're looking for financial advice you can count on, call Holland Financial at 671-7526. That's 671-7526. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Another special guest for you today. Ready for this? This is very relevant to what a lot of people are dealing with. I have on the line with me Anna Cuevas. Anna, you there?
I'm here.
There you are. Fantastic. Anna is the founder of Ask a Loan Mod Guru. Well, it says you're a founder of Ask a Loan, and then you are a modification guru. Let me get that right. And you're also an author, Save Your Home Without Losing Your Mind or Your Money.
Correct.
Outstanding. And the website is go ahead and give it to people because they're going to want it. SaveYourHomeTheBook.com.
Correct. And the blog is Ask a Loan Mod Guru. .com.
There we go. All right. We'll get all of our facts straight up here at the beginning of the program.
No problem.
I've been looking forward to talking with you when we set this up because you're a number one best-selling author. You're a former award-winning bank executive with 25 years experience. Now, I saw your picture. I don't believe it. You got 25 years in.
I do. I really do. I've been taking my anti-aging supplements.
Outstanding. Well, that's very good. And you also are a featured blogger for the Huffington Post.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
You're just what do they call that? Pedigreed? That's great. So what you're after and your mission is you're helping homeowners keep their home, modify the loan, stay in the home, don't lose it to the bank.
Right. And the main focus is really empowering homeowners with the information they need to become their own best advocate, because obviously I can't be everywhere to help everyone. So what I've done is unleashed all of my secrets and everything that I have done to save thousands of people from losing their homes and put it all into my book.
Well, now you said you can't be anywhere, but I saw somewhere in your bio that you have a cape and you fly around and isn't that true?
I try that. I fly the web.
Okay.
That's what I do.
See, careful what you write. People actually read it. No, that's great. And so your book, tell us a little bit about the book and what you're doing and what people can, how this can help them harness that knowledge that you have from all of your experience. How can they, getting the book, how can this accelerate them on the path to addressing their situation if they are, their home is in peril?
Well, what the book does is that it addresses all of the things that they need to be prepared for, as well as knowing what to expect. Because by knowing what to expect, you're going to be a little bit less frustrated than you would be if you thought everything was all peachy when you hear from your bank that you don't need help, you can do this all by yourself. Well, you can, but you do need to know what you're going to be expecting. Otherwise, it's going to be a volatile situation when you need to fax something over 17 times and you're not aware that that might happen. It's worse when you don't know.
You know, I have and I'm sure you've dealt with this, and I was sharing this with somebody at lunch recently, and this is so true probably with your working with people working with banks. nobody ever misunderstands to your advantage. Ever.
That's correct.
Right? Never. So if there's a misunderstanding, it's always going to be, oh, well, no, we told you that, and it's got to be this way, and it's never something that's good for you, right?
I mean, correct. And the other thing about it is that, in speaking to what you're saying there, is that the person that's denying your loan modification could have been working at the supermarket 2 months ago and might have a different interpretation of the guidelines, since they usually have a lot of gray areas within the guidelines. You need to know, because it matters most to you. I mean, it's your house. And so you need to know what to expect and what you're turning in and what they're seeing on their end, in order to be able to find any kind of mistakes that might be happening on the bank's end.
I hear what you're saying, Anna. I think I'll say this, see if this is right. It may be that you, by reading your book and being more prepared, you know, a homeowner might know more than the person they're dealing with that maybe only been with the bank for 2 months.
It happens all the time.
It's like calling the IRS. We'll give you the answer, but you can't rely on it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And what happens is that, you know this, David, but you know, people have been groomed their whole life to trust their bank representatives, because you never think you're going to get the wrong answer from your bank. And we've been all, you know, preconditioned to believe this. And it's not really the case anymore, especially when it comes to the loan modifications. You saw how quickly this had to ramp up to be able to reach the amount of people that it needs to reach. So you're going to get people that were just hired a few months ago.
Well, and I have
so you do need to know more.
Absolutely. And I think we'll be fair and clear. I have a lot of great relationships with people in the banking industry, and they're fine. They're intelligent. They work hard. They do a lot of good stuff. But sometimes you have situations where, if you don't know what Anna knows, that you could get yourself into trouble, or you could even have a lot harder time going at it, trying to protect your home. Anna, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And when we come back from the break, I'd love for you to share with our listeners some of the things that you've seen people make mistakes and that they can avoid. Okay, how's that sound?
That sounds like a plan.
All right. We have Anna Cuevas on the line with us. She's America's Loan Modification Guru. The website is saveyourhomethebook.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
If you're just joining us, this is a great program. We have Anna Cuevas, America's Loan Modification Guru, on the line. Anna, let's talk about those mistakes or big gotchas that you've seen people make in trying to resolve their home financial situation when they're dealing with the bank and they're in foreclosure or whatever the case may be.
Okay, I'm gonna give you first five tips that people must know before speaking to their bank. And the first one is to be prepared with all of your paperwork. So make sure that you've got all of your bills together, all of your income together, and, you know, figure it out for them and have that all broken down. What's your gross income? What's your net income? And I'm also going to speak to the self-employed borrower, because this has been a big issue in the past, since many of the programs use a gross income. A lot of self-employed borrowers have been turned down for the different programs because, you know, they write off everything. And so when you get to the net income, if you're left with nothing, that is a big problem for self-employed borrowers, because on those particular borrowers, they use the net income as the gross income. So watch out for that if you're self-employed. You must have a paper trail for any unconventional income. I'll give you an example. I had a stuntman that was actually a stuntman for Iron Man, and he got paid by several different studios. Well, the bank went in and did a year-to-date average for every single pay stub. Well, he didn't work for all the studios. He only did one job for each studio, but they made it like if he worked there every single month, and they gave him like $150,000 worth of income, which, if he would have made that, then we wouldn't be needing a loan modification. So we went over to the Screen Actors Guild, and we asked them to give us a year-to-date printout of all his earnings so that we can break it down for the lender. And if you do their job ahead of time, they're going to love you and move you to the front of the line when your package is complete. So that's why it's really important to have everything and work everything up so that you know where you stand. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is by understanding a bit of the guidelines and see where you fit in to those different program guidelines.
That's good.
And I cover that in the book.
That's very good. And the book is Save Your Home. And it's really a key thing for people to understand. This is a must read. You got to save your home. You got to know how to do it with. And the key part, of course, very frustrating out there, is without losing your mind or your money. I mean,
that's the key.
And so, you know, one of the things probably, Anna, that would be helpful, I think, is a lot of people may not be familiar. They think that it may be that they think, okay, well, I've got to fight with the bank to keep my home. Give us a little bit of a, you know, maybe 101 in loan modification and what we're trying to accomplish with working with the bank.
Well, basically what you're trying to accomplish in a loan modification, what it really means is changing the terms of your existing loan. And it could be either one of the terms or all of the terms of the loan. And the different programs that are out there, there's some new programs that just came out that also cover your rental property. So if you've got a problem in meeting the payment on your rental property, before you weren't able to get that under the government program, and now they just came out with the HAMP Tier 2, which is the part 2 of the original Home Affordable Modification Program.
So these programs then are governmental programs that the banks are they required, or this is something that if they do it, it allows them to get some federal money? How's that work?
They're not required. They sign up for it, and even if the bank themselves sign up for the program, your particular investor might not be signed up for it. I'm seeing where there's less and less of that happening, but it does occasionally come up where that particular investor, you know this, it could be stuck in some kind of a pool of securitized yeah. notes that could belong to the fireman's fund or, you know, in their 401k plan, and it's very hard for them to get an approval for that. But if you make this look like it's in their best interest to help you, because bottom line is, even though it all looks like fine and dandy that they're trying to help people, the bottom line is the investor still needs to make money on it.
Absolutely.
And so if we're cognizant of that, then we're able to see what we need to do. And that's what I like to clear up within my book. I talk about how you need to check what the property value is on your home. Because let's say the value of your home is $500,000 and you owe $300,000 on it, right? And then you make $500 a month, and the government program gives a maximum of a 31% to your income. So let's say you take the $500 a month and you multiply that by 31%. That's the maximum that your payment total can be, including taxes and insurance. Well, if we figure that out, we'll see that there's no way that that's going to pay for a $300,000 mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And it's worth $500,000. So what's the better, when you do the math, what's the better outcome for the investor? He's going to make more money by foreclosing on you mm-hmm. than by helping you. So you need to be cognizant of that before you start escalating and fighting back, because your battle might be that you need to increase your income, or that you need to ask your mother-in-law to move in with you. You know, a lot of people are starting to share homes and things like that. That might be, you know, something that people can do is rent a room out, or, like I said, ask their mother-in-law to, you know, help out with the household expenses. If she moves in, now you can use her Social Security income. Mm. Or, you know, you have a rental agreement from somebody that moves in, and then you have to have the paper trail backing that all up. But now you can use that income, too. So that might be your priority. You might think the priority is working on the loan modification, but actually your priority is working on increasing your income to qualify. So there's a couple of different angles on that.
Well, Anna, we're fortunate to have you on the program. You obviously have a wealth of information that is coming through, and you're only sharing with us a little bit. And to get the whole story, ladies and gentlemen, you go to get the book. You go to the website, which is SaveYourHomeTheBook.com, and The book is Save Your Home Without Losing Your Mind or Your Money. Anna, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back and continue our conversation. Stay tuned.
Okay.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I have Anna Cuevas on the line with us. She is the author of Save Your Home Without Losing Your Mind or Your Money, and the website is saveyourhomethebook.com, because I know that they're going to want your book, Anna. It's you have a lot of information to share. I love that. You know, one of the things that I think is really helpful about your book is you have a lot of templates and checklists, and you put it all in plain English, which is so important.
Definitely. What I did is I really gave them everything, and I wrote it from my own perspective. And it actually came out a little bit raw. I'm doing some editing and going to have another version out at some point. But I wanted to get the information out exactly the way that I did it and exactly the way that I saw it, because when the numbers are correct, then it all seems to work out. And we've seen such a high success rate when you could get the numbers in line with what the government needs for this particular program that we're talking about today. Now there's a bunch of new different ones. But if you see it from the perspective of the lender and you know where you stand and if it's reasonable, then at least you know what you're fighting for. And you can go in and send in all of your documentation with confidence instead of staying up at night, wondering what's happening. And that's the biggest complaint that I hear from people, is that they can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
But if you know what you're in for, let's say you know that you don't make enough money and you send it in, you don't have to really guess. You're going to know you're going to be denied, but you can send it in to begin the process, and you can start working on the other things so that, you know, pretty soon you can just resubmit or, you know, update the information, but you already know what's going to happen. So either you could hold off if you've got time so that you can rework your finances. And let's say in the case of a self-employed borrower, figure out how they can lower some of those expenses. Maybe they don't need to be doing as many of, you know, advertising or spend that much on, you know, office parties or things like that. They could lower that so that they could increase that net amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about five secrets.
Yeah, go ahead.
Banks,
I wanted to hear those.
You wish that you never knew. And one of them is that denial is not necessarily the final word. And I've seen so many people pack their boxes as soon as they get that denial and be defeated and be ready to just give up and walk away or decide to list their property up for sale. And they haven't even called to find out why they were denied. And so that leads to number two, mistakes are common. And I've seen time and time again where they'll take the incorrect income, possibly from the previous year's tax return, where maybe that was when they still had the hardship, and now things are looking better and you want them to use the new numbers. And if you don't call and find out what they're using, you might not know that there's a mistake there, or maybe they didn't catch that you get a bonus now or you got a pay increase now. Those mistakes are very, very common. So now if you know that you are right, number three is that you can fight back.
How does that work?
Well, what you do is you can write an escalation letter, and that's actually my recommendation, and there's samples of those within the book. And you within the escalation letter, you let them know what you want to appeal. So the first step would be to make the phone call and find out exactly why you were denied and ask the questions. What are you using for my income? What are you using for expenses? What do you have down for my property taxes? Maybe you've gone into your county and lowered your property taxes because your property values have gone down and you've put in a request to lower your property taxes. Maybe they're still using the old ones and you might be off by $50. I've seen that happen. So maybe you can call your insurance agent and ask them to raise your deductible, because at least if you have a higher deductible, at least you get to keep your house versus lose it over
right.
A deductible. So those are the common errors that I see every single day. And I can't tell you how many people we've saved by going and raising deductibles because they were just short $50.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. And it doesn't matter if you go anywhere. And I love all of the housing counseling agencies. It's great that they could help you put together your paperwork for free. But they're not going to give you all of these little examples, little things that you can do to raise your income and lower your expenses. So if it's your house and this matters most to you, you need to be your own best advocate first. And then you can go to any other advocate to help you. But you know what you've got to do.
Well, I was just looking at your book here, Anna, and it's Save Your Home Without Losing Your Mind or Your Money, ladies and gentlemen. And it's 334 pages. You really poured your heart and soul into this thing.
I sure did. And my dog had to climb across my keyboard to stop me.
I'm not even going to ask you how many revisions. I mean, I know how much work is involved because I've written a couple books myself. I know how much work's involved. So worth every penny to get all of your insight for people to order. And they can just go to the website, the saveyourhomethebook.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. They can go there and then they can also click on the blog there. You can get to the blog from that site or go direct to askaloanmodguru.com. I also have an online do-it-yourself system where you plug in all of your information and it shoots out all of your documents to submit to the lender, and it actually does some of those tests for the programs within the website. So that's also available, and there's several articles and questions that I answer for people within the blog.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break, Anna. When we get right back, I want to ask you about how that modification works, so stay right there.
Okay.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we're back. And Anna, you there? We're ready to talk some more about this modification process.
I'm here.
Well, here's the question I know that people are going to have in their minds is, okay, I could get Anna's book and that'll be great. And it sounds like it would be a big help. But beyond that, let's say they get it and they go, I still want more help. You started to tell us before the break about on your website that they can go online. I see the button. They can click sign me up. Talk to me a little bit about with the last couple minutes we have how that works. What is that service involved?
What happens there is that they enter all of their information into that software. And what the software does is that it calculates if they qualify for the HAMP program, and it tells them what would have to be forgiven. For example, if they needed to forgive $200,000, it would tell them right there. And then you'd be able to have an estimate of what your property is worth.
Mm.
And then it also, you're able to see, well, if I have to forgive $200,000 and I owe $500,000 and it's worth $600,000, I better figure out. You're going to know right there. If you see too much needs to be forgiven,
right,
then you need to tweak your numbers by going to, you know, rent a room or get a part-time job. I always tell people this is a good time to start your own side business and something that you love, something that you've always wanted to do. I like to take advantage of opportunities that are presenting themselves now that people are in their lowest point at times. They can't find a job or what have you. This is a good time to just, you know, start using that creative energy, and you never know what that might turn into. A lot of people have really come out from these bad times to create something really wonderful for themselves.
No, that's 100% true. And people know that they've got to work with what they're doing. And I think a lot of people, they don't want to lose their home, but they want to do their best to honor their commitment. And I think, Anna, your book it's a huge need for people. And we appreciate you being on the program. Again, it's Anna Cuevas. She has the book, Save Your Home, and to do it without losing your mind or your money. Anna, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful, and I'll be happy to come on anytime again.
All right. We'll have you back on. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, David.
All righty.
Have a great one.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.